When you have a question, how do you get an answer? There is an app for it now. Paying for knowledge apps are getting ever so popular. Most recently, Wang Sicong, son of Chinese real estate tycoon Wang Jianlin, the richest man in Asia and also an internet celebrity himself, has already made 240,000 yuan by answering only 32 questions. Yeah, I see faces being made in the studio. So is there a future for these money-based knowledge-sharing question and answer apps? Yeah, why don't you try to explain this for us a little bit? How do these money-based knowledge-sharing apps work?
Yeah, I shall see a few things about how this works. This Venda, an app, which allows people to get their question answered by professionals or hear the answers, of course, for a fee, is becoming popular among Chinese internet users. Well, actually, you can get to contact with the celebrities such as actress Zhang Ziyi, TV host Dou Wentao, and Hugo winner and science fiction writer Liu Cixin have joined the professionals who answer the questions posed by other users on the app. And Wang Sicong, the son of Chinese billionaire Wang Jianlin, Dalian Wanda Company's chairman, earned more than 20,000 yuan by answering 32 questions by June the 1st, according to the paper.cn. So it is getting, but it is still stirring debate on whether the money-based knowledge sharing method is practical or not.
Why is anybody asking that guy questions? I heard about some of his exploits. He seems like not the Bruce Wayne type of millionaire that everybody loves to read about, but rather someone just who says silly stuff. Maybe, yeah. Anyways, so, you know, people are asking him questions via this, this app. And when I was looking at this, this is all it seems like it could be useful to me. And I don't think it's going to last long because it's just a direct way for people to get in, Q&A with, celebrities. But otherwise, how can you tell if you're asking questions to an actual expert? You know, what if this person just fabricates their credentials and calls themselves an expert? For me, I always think, like, it's better if you do the work. A, you'll appreciate it more. And dude, a search engine is just as good as any of these experts. And you've got Yahoo Answers, you've got Quora, you've got Baidu has an answering service. So you just post your question up there, you'll get multiple answers. At least you'll get to hear from different sources and at least make the best selection of what you think's a good answer. I just don't get this app.
Yeah, but Ryan, I guess one selling point of this app is this money-making mode. Because on the app, users ask their questions in print, while the answer back are in phonetic form, that is a voice message, and with a spoken length of 60 seconds or less. Based on this, users who are interested in answers to certain questions can spend 1 yuan listening to them, so that the 1 yuan spent in hearing a certain kind of answer is set to flow equally back to the pockets, respectively, of the questioner and the respondent. So the more money people hearing the answer, the more money will be earned by the questioner and the respondent. I think that's one point why this app is very attractive to both questioners and respondents.
I mean, I can read just fine in a 1 minute response seeming to come back to me, especially when there's different dialects. Maybe I can't understand them. I know I can understand reading because I was taught to read. I would actually rather have my answers in reading. And you know what? When I do want to find information, I use, you know, like Baidu or Google, like anybody else. And in fact, you know, I feel like you all really know the subject you're looking for the answer for, maybe even the background information when you do that. And like I said, for this app, I think the reason why it's seen this short-term success is because people are actually, you know, maybe I've always wanted to ask Brad Pitt a question, but of course it's unreasonable. I can't think like he'll ever get my letters that I send him. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But, you know, now there's this kind of app where someone in China can maybe ask a question to someone they think is really cool and get to hear their voice. But under the guise of it actually being like giving you good answers from legit experts, I don't trust that. I mean, I'm all about fact-checking. I'm all about actually making sure I find the expert. I decide who that is, rather than just these kind of celebrities and whatnot we're seeing.
Yeah, and that shows a fundamental difference why, Ryan Price, you are a journalist. And also, I feel a little bit uncomfortable singing praises to the face of Ryan Price.
Yes. And, I'm listening.
Okay, kind of intelligent guy. Yeah, and he does his own research, and he's happy to go through that sometimes slightly arduous, but independent, looking for the truth kind of journey when most of us internet users are dumb and lazy. And I'd say I'm kind of one of those people. So if I can be spoon-fed the answer to my weird question that I cannot just get from Baidu or Google immediately, then maybe I shall resort to one of these Q&A apps.
Yeah, well, look, I want to stop you here and say, first of all, you're wrong. Because you're smart, awesome, and I really love working with you. Yu Young, right back at you as well.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that I do think that this is can be pretty cool on some other levels. Like I had mentioned, this is an interesting way to talk to people you wouldn't normally be able to talk to. Now, let's say I really admire Jack Ma. And all these journalists ask Jack Ma really good questions about how he became successful and how he did what he did. But I'm like, guys, you aren't asking the right questions. I think there's a better question that none of these journalists are asking. Now you can be the journalist under these kind of guys, under this app. Maybe you can ask a really good question, and if other people listen to your answers from that question, you can make money off of it. So actually, I think this could make the average person kind of like a journalist in that they could be asking the really good questions to know how to build a company or how they became successful that these already established journalists aren't asking.
But not... And many people, not every people are as smart and
as... we're saying nice things to him again. We should tone that down a little bit.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So I think it has more thing to do with the celebrity and less with the professionalism and the journalism, because people are curious about what the celebrity think on a certain issue and they love to pay for that. And the interesting money making model, it is attracting people to ask questions and earn money through it.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting model, but it works for celebrities. Mm. And I think with this new app, it's working towards its advantage to get that publicity it needs by probably hiring these big celebrities like the like Wang Sisong, Zhang Ziyi, and even Liu Cixin. But this is not sustainable. If this wants to be a knowledge sharing platform that can also bring economic benefit for both parties involved, then celebrity factor can only be the wow factor for 5 seconds.
And at the same time, I don't like the direction this is going. This is promoting that knowledge should be charged. You know what I mean? These experts, like if you post something on Yahoo Answers, you might get one of these experts taking a day or two, but eventually getting that answer for free. And, you know, I think in a perfect world, knowledge should be relatively free. If you're interested, you want to know more about something, you shouldn't have to pay so much more money, and there shouldn't be a greed aspect to knowledge being disseminated back and forth between people.
Yeah, let's look at what kind of knowledge our netizens are interested in and would like to pay for that kind of knowledge. According to the survey, most of the questions raised by netizens centered on how to start a company and make money, how to lose weight, friendship between two genders, and gossip in the entertainment industry. Well, nearly half of the top 10 profitable respondents on the app are reportedly answering questions about gossip. Well, I think people will soon get bored with the gossip-related questions, and what they really need to solve in daily life are questions about certain knowledge and expertise. So that has something to do with whether this app is sustainable or not.
And guys, why are you using this app to ask these kind of questions about these industries? We cover all this stuff on Roundtable. Just tune in. you know, and listen to us talk about these exciting things, even the apps that answer these questions you might have.
Yeah, I think that is the best argument you've made of the day, Ryan.
Oh, is it?
Yes. And maybe something more interesting will come up later. You know, we've still got some time. But I think the part that I find very, very interesting is kind of touched upon by Ryan earlier about the price of knowledge. And in the world of the internet, when supposedly boundaries are being erased and money and knowledge is supposedly be able to flow freely without restriction, knowledge shouldn't have a price. And knowledge is valuable, but it is also invaluable in my eyes. And it should be one of those instruments that anybody who's got onto the computer and should be able to trade and to absorb. That is what I think.
Right. It shouldn't be given to those who can just afford it. It should be made available to everyone in a perfect world, and that's what I think. I'm right there with you, Hyung.
Oh, great. We agree on one thing today, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
And also, I think it's time for Chinese to strengthen the awareness of intellectual property protection.
Yes, definitely that should be written in big letters for people to know. Definitely. But what this app has been trying to do is actually not new at all. And we have this other vibrant community of supposedly, according to Zhihu Company, says that they have 50 million active users that live in that vibrant community to do what? That is to answer each other's questions. And that service is free. And it's built up a reputation for professional, specialist explanations for people who ask questions. And you get like thousands of answers. And I think it's a great way to collect different kind of answers and make it available for everybody to be your own judge, to come to your own judgment of what is the correct answer for you. But that website and also app hasn't been working as well to some extent is because it's failed to find a profitable mode for its business to expand. So maybe this new app can offer some sort of inspiration for those oldies as well. And it'd be very interesting to see what this market will endure and encounter next. And we will be watching closely.
That's true.
You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yu Yang.